Neil, it was always going to be a tall order today. How well did you feel the group did?
Super proud of them. You know, to I'm asking Woolerton and Guy Hall to go and do another 13K this week. I'm asking DJ to come in and make his debut in front of nearly 2,000. I'm asking Doddy to play back-to-back games for the first time since surgery. I'm asking Curtis Jones to come back in. I'm asking, you know, Charlie Ennis at 33, Vinny at 33, Potsy to play back-to-back games, not fair. And my front line, you know, young lads, I'm asking him to go and express themselves. We were dealt a bad hand overnight. We've dealt with, you know, the flu bug, and it's part of the way the season's going at the minute. You know, today's a really patched up side. But saying that, James, I don't know, you know, if people were here, we played some really good football.
Well, certainly our view was that there's some really good patient passing movements. It's that, you know, the absence of the cutting edge sometimes, but in terms of controlling possession, FC are probably one of the strongest sides in the division.
And they've said that, you know, if young Max scores in the first half, you're right behind, you've got a better view than me, you know, he probably should go in. You know, we tested the keeper, Dante was unlucky when the keeper dropped it, but we weren't toothless, we weren't spineless, we were tired, we were absolutely shattered from what happened in midweek. And you know, the lads, this bug that's going round, there's still four or five of them in there that aren't great, and they didn't give up on each other, they give a really good fist of it, and you know, it wasn't to be. I knew it was going to be tough, and you know, congratulations to Youngie and Marine that they've won the game, and well done.
DJ couldn't have done anything about the first two goals. Great save down in front of us, pulled wide in the third goal, but in a way he'd been exposed, so he had to make a decision, didn't he?
He did, and he did really well. You know, and the kid was told last night that he's going to Main Road to play. Then he rings me this morning and said, "Gaff, I've come down with this flu." Then Dan Lavercombe rings me and I rang up DJ, said, "How rough are you?" And he went, "Well, I'm probably going about to get it, but I'm all right." I said, "You're playing in nets for us today." And that's how quickly football can turn, and he's got to get his head around it. But he was great. He made some good, you know, good big saves when he had to do. I thought he kicked really well. And you know, it's tough. These kids at the end, the young kids, and the, you know, when it's 3-0 down, they haven't given up on each other. They carried on going. So I'm pleased for DJ. He's shown that, you know, if we've got a call up him, we will do. And he's probably, you know, he probably should be happy with his performance today.
You did allude to this, but how is Adam Dodd feeling after two unexpected 90 minutes?
It's his first back-to-back football game since dying. You know, let's be realistic. He's come back. That centre-half slot suits him so well. Maybe if he had a centre-half partner who was match-fit in Jan, but Jan went down, it would have been different. You know, 2 weeks ago, we were going with Allsley and Curtis. Then we went with Jan and Doddy. Now we're going with Curtis and Doddy. It's just makeshift, and it is what it is. And you know, the lads are tired, and the plan was never to play Adam Dodd today. It was never to play Curtis Jones. It was never to play Charlie Ennis or James Vincent or Michael Potts. But you dealt with it, and you've got to do it. And that's why I've just said to them in there, super proud of them, but there'll be some sore bodies tonight and tomorrow.
So this poses the question for the trip to Valencia, Tuesday night. Could you put a side out?
We're really struggling. We haven't got a Champions League squad and a league squad. We've got a small squad, and you know, whilst it's really, really good, you know, some of these lads are going to be thinking, "Wow, I've got to go again now." And although it's going to be good and sunshine, we've got to go there with a side, and we're hoping that people make recoveries, otherwise we're going to be in a bit of trouble. But this is factors that are out of our control. It's an act of God. If people aren't well, they're not well. And there's no way we can let people around the squad if they're not well.
And finally, Mask next Saturday at home. What sort of game do you expect there?
Just another game that hopefully we're going to have bodies back for. You know, if you would have said to me after the Allison game, we'll take 3 from 6 with Marine and South Shields with a flu-littered squad that's gone right through, I would have snapped your hand off, James. So I'm stood here quite happy. I know some people might not be, but I am. And massive credit to the lads that have put a shift in today. You know, I said to Ben before the game, and you know, I spoke to people, it was going to be tough, but I never said that to the squad. I said, all you can do is, you know, stick to the game plan and give a good account of yourselves. And they've done that. And I, as a manager, am super proud of them. You know, super proud of them. And like I said, you know, no one meets across the white line and lose. But sometimes, you know, when you've got to put your bodies on the line, you know, it only happens for certain games. And today, we're tired and it wasn't to be. And, you know, you've just got to congratulate the opposition. And although we've got bad luck doesn't get written in the paper tomorrow. It says Marine 3 FC United 0, so we'll take that.